A good scope of work is an opportunity for strong marketing skills. This is your dog and pony show. Also an opportunity to hone in on making a clear and cogent agreement with the client as to what you will do. And of course, what you are not going to do if it's out of scope.
Welcome to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. Join host Cheryl and Liz, the visionary and integrator balancing all the moving parts of a full-service interior design firm. Get ready for a wild ride as they challenge the norms, challenge the industry, and challenge you with damn good truths about what success looks like today. Now your hosts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. Liz is here with me today, and this might be the last podcast prior to our newest team member arriving very soon. As a matter of fact, I think she's probably going to make her appearance while we're at market. So we'll be celebrating all around, and we'll make sure to let people know when Liz is ready for all of that too, because I know a lot of people have asked me about it. Anyway, today we are not talking about childbirth and babies. Okay. So if you tuned in looking for that conversation, that is not for today, maybe another time. We're going to talk about today the importance of the scope of work, your scope of work. And by scope of work, I do not mean a contract, but the actual scope of work. This is what you outline. You're going to do X for X sum. Okay. I'm doing this and this and this and that and that and that and this and this. And then you are paying me this. Let's make a deal, handshake, whatever you're going to do before you send the contract. And you've got a quid pro quo going on there. And that is what I'm talking about. Now, I want to say that this is not our contract. Okay. So very important. This is not our contract. This is the buy-in, I like to say, you know, because if you get a client saying yes to your scope, and then we put it on the front page, the contract will come, you know, later, and we tell them and all that sort of thing. So everyone knows. But if you get a client, you know, buying into your scope, a beautiful scope of work, then you are going to have a much easier time with the contract. But I think that it's important to not negate the fact that this is a very big marketing part of our job. Okay. It's not just about getting clients to agree to coming in and, you know, and letting us do the work and all of that, like a contract. This is the pre-contract, if you will. This is where it outlines everything that we're going to do for the client, all the deliverables, you know, what happens if things go out of scope. But it's also a marketing tool for us, because this is the last opportunity we get to say, hey, see us, you know, want us, love us, buy us. You know, it's our last opportunity to be able to do that after you've had the initial scope and all of that.
Until next time, stay bold, stay inspired, and keep embracing your bag girl spirit. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to join the community at damngooddesigner.com to continue the conversation and sign up for our newsletter.